Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to connect with you. So today we want to discuss overwhelm, and many of you are finding that the energies are quite potent and intense, and that you feel all of those emotions that have been suppressed coming up to the surface. And from now until the end of the year, you're really going to find that anything that has been unprocessed in the emotional body is coming up for you. So for some of you, it can feel rather intense. For others of you, if you've been doing your work for a while, you're going to notice that you might have a day here or a day there, but it's not a steady diet, if you will, of intense energy. You will have your waves of up and down. And for those of you who are not paying attention to what your emotional body is telling you, you're going to find that it's rather intense. And one of the things that gets triggered and activated from this is the sense of overwhelm. Because overwhelm is a desire and a need for you to control. And it's one of the most pervasive fears that we see that you all have going on, that you want to control your reality with your thoughts to mentally figure it out. And there is a bigger blueprint, there's a bigger scheme that's going on that you aren't, from the level of 3D perception, necessarily privy to. And when you can't see the bigger picture, you can't see why you're making particular moves. It seems that it doesn't make sense. It feels like a wrong move, and that stresses you out because you have a sense of where you want to go and how you think you need to get there. We would offer to you to let go of the need to control. And control is a sneaky thing. Sometimes you control just by thinking about what you're going to do later today, as opposed to being present in the moment. That is a form of control. Really, just being present is going to get you where you vibrationally want to go without you having to mentally figure it out. Now, you can, in the morning, have a process of review to say, all right, what are some of the potentials? Or you can check in the moment and say, what feels right? Do I go left or right? But that's very different than you trying to mentally figure it out. And this is what sets up this pattern of overwhelm, because there are so many decisions and so many choices that you're trying to juggle in your mind that it's just not possible. And then you feel buried beneath the weight of your expectation or fulfillment of a desired result. This is your attachment to a result. If you can let go of your attachments to how you think things are supposed to be, that's going to free you from this sense of overwhelm. And this is actually quite a gift. If you're feeling overwhelmed, it's showing you that you can give that up, that you don't have to be from the mental level trying to manipulate your way through reality. There is an easier way of doing it, allowing Source to bring you the things that you wish to create. And your job in that process of creation is to make a vibrational selection and then be in alignment with that vibrational selection. So whatever it is that you want to manifest, whether it's more joy, more abundance, more compassion, more passion, more connection, then you can do those things. But you don't do it by figuring it out with the mind. You do it by being in vibration with it, holding it in the moment. What would that feel like for you to have connection in this moment? What would it feel like for you to feel joyous in this moment? Imagine it. And that's how you actually achieve what it is that you want. It's not by the mind figuring it out. It's never worked that way. And it never will work that way. The universe is constructed in you holding resonance, and the universe brings the form. Your attachment to the form will always bring you stress. It will always bring you worry. And when you have enough of those attachments, overwhelm sets in. So we invite you to let it go, lighten your load, and you're going to feel a lot better. As always, dear ones, we are around. Feel free to connect with us directly. You don't need Wendy. And until then, we will be watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.